The opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts on any of the programs on Time for an Awakening Media are not necessarily the opinions of the ownership or management of this station.
Now is the time.
Everyone please observe. The fasten seatbelt and no smoking signs have been turned on. Sit back and enjoy your...
Do not panic! Do not panic! We are trained professionals!
The clock is ticking, and as of now, we are keeping score.
And good morning. Welcome to SST Saturday Sports Talk. Most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information. I'm your host, Troy Wilmore, talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. What a week of sports we have had here in pretty much the world. We won't get to everything because we only have 2 hours, and there are probably about 600,000 stories we could probably touch on in the world of sports, but we will deal with as much as we can in the time that we have live here on SST Saturday Sports Talk on Time for Awakening Media. First of all, let me get to some of the, I guess you can say, sad news, and then give a few shout-outs and some love to some of the supporters of the program. Let's, first of all, tip our caps to the veterans. It's just simply the right thing to do. It is Veterans Day, so we thank all those who have gone into combat and war situations and things of that nature, and some who have come back physically okay, some have not, and they are mentally not okay. I mean, it's safe to say that people cannot imagine the things that you see in combat, in war, in conflict. So we thank all of those who have made it back, and for those who have not, we look to the heavens and we say thank you for the ultimate sacrifice. So this Veterans Day, may this be a peaceful one, may this be one of joy and one of thanks. So we thank all the veterans out there. Also, a big shout out to one of the supporters of the program, a young lady who is 29 years old plus, and she has been a great friend ever since I met her years ago working at a different radio station, and has always been just a bright, bright beacon of sunlight. And that is none other than Dr. Lucille Ijoy. I talked to her a few weeks ago. We were talking about different things, and she heard about me doing the program, and she was just so excited, and we chit-chatted about some things. And this lady, like I said, is 29 years old plus, and is 100 miles an hour. And so I just want to give her a very good morning shout-out to her as well. To the unfortunate sad news, let's dedicate this program to the memory of former Toronto Blue Jays and former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay. It was very disturbing to hear the news the other day that he died in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico. 40 years of age, husband, father of two sons, a great teammate. And one of those things that come with the world of sports, it's hard sometimes when, you know, as a fan, you hear about players being traded or being signed, things of that nature. I remember when I heard about Brian Dawkins being traded to Denver Broncos and how upset I was. I almost felt like crying. Never met Brian, never shook hands with him, never talked to him. But just being at some games and seeing the passion and knowing how much he wanted to win, not only for himself and for his teammates, for the franchise, but I'm sure he did it for the fans. And so when I heard the news about Roy Halladay, same situation. Never met him, never talked to him. But every time he took the ball and went to the mound and I watched the games, I felt like he was dedicated to winning every game, performing well, not only for himself, his family, but for whatever franchise he played for. And especially when he came to Philadelphia. And he wanted to win a World Series, another World Series, for this franchise. And then the tons and tons of messages and things that came in from around the league and other franchises, just that showed the respect that Roy Halladay had in the sports community. And so, you know, like I said, I felt like crying. I didn't, but I just looked up to the sky and just said to myself, wow. You know, if you're picking a team, that's one of the type of players you want. Laser focused, committed to winning, and just wanting to be the best. And he was one of the best pitchers in the league. So gone too soon, will not be forgotten. So we dedicate this program to the memory of Roy Doc Halladay. With that being said, let's get to it. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832, talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. We'll get to the Eagles momentarily. They're on a bye week, so it's not a lot to talk about. They did sign Timmy Jernigan to a four-year contract, so that is good that he'll be up front with Fletcher Cox on the defensive side of the ball. to get everything rocking and rolling for this Eagles franchise for the next several years. And so we will talk about that a little bit later on in the program. I told you I want to talk more about boxing, the sweet science. I enjoy boxing. I think I said last week or the week before how in the 90s and early 2000s, I was a boxing fan. I was doing a radio show. And then as I moved away from that, I'm still a boxing fan, but I, you know, kind of switched my focus a little bit. And so I had not been around the boxing community. I still have my connections with my friends, Ivan Robinson, Nate Mr. Miller, Bernard Hopkins, and a few others in the boxing community. And I'll reach out to them at some point to get their insights on what's going on in boxing, who are the upcoming stars. As I look through all my memorabilia and press credentials and programs and t-shirts and things, you know, the 90s and the early 2000s were a good time. But I think going forward, this still can be a good time for boxing. You know, lately, the UFC has been getting a lot of publicity and press. So a lot of people wonder, does boxing still have that shine? And I say it does. You know, I say it does. You just have to take your time, sit down, and really watch boxing. Plain and simple. So I did that last Saturday night. I told you this fight was going to happen. I told you the hype that was going into it, and I had no idea what was going to happen, but I knew it was going to be a pretty good fight. At least I hoped it was going to be a pretty good fight. Deontay Wilder, 2008 bronze medalist, versus Stiverne, firstborn heavyweight champion from Haiti. Now, going into this fight, I was a little concerned. You may hear commentators from time to time talk about how fighters come in the ring and they look cold. They don't have a sweat. You see them in the back sometimes, they'll show TV footage of them shadow boxing, just in trying to get warm, trying to get a little sweat. And both of them came in looking a little cold, and I was a little concerned about that because you can easily get an injury from that. You know, if you try to run out your door after just getting out of bed, you may pull a muscle. So you want to be warmed up. Neither fighter looked warm. Deontay Wilder looked very determined to go out and simply annihilate Stiverne. And that's what he did. Left hand, right hand, right through the gloves, down the middle. Stiverne down one time, got back up, knocked back down, got back up. I believe it was a three-piece combination. No biscuit needed. Fight was over. Deontay Wilder, 39-0 with 38 KOs. Stiverne claimed that Deontay hit him behind the head, and that kind of, you know, threw his game off. I don't know if that was the case or not. It did look like he got a little bit behind the head, but I don't know if Stiverne had it. I really don't. I think Deontay Wilder was just determined to do what he said he was going to do. I mean, he said he was going to kill him. I don't think that was his intent. I think he just wanted to hype people up, talk them into the building, talk people into watching it on Showtime. That's what he did. I think a lot of people did watch it. I don't have the official numbers, but Deontay Wilder is really trying to get a big money fight with Anthony Joshua from England and once again unify the heavyweight division. Trivia question for the day: when's the last time the heavyweight division was unified and the champion was American? You win, you get that answer, you will get a t-shirt from one of our supporters, Party Savers, our prime sponsor, if you will. So make sure you call in or get us on social media, 215-490-9832, on Facebook at Saturday Sports Talk, on Twitter at SST_sports. Wilder looked good. He looked like he was in great shape. He looked like he was determined, had a game plan, and did just that. It's going to be interesting to see which way Anthony Joshua and his camp goes, whether they'll come over here to the United States and fight in Las Vegas or in New York, or if they're going to try to force Deontay Wilder to come over to England and fight, maybe fight somewhere else in Europe, maybe South America, you know, just to get a big gate. We'll see what happens with that. upcoming fighters you look out for, Jermell and Jermall, the Charlo brothers. They're both undefeated. They're twins. They talk a good game. And they want to be the best. So there's nothing wrong with trying to be the best. And that's what they want to do. So we'll see what happens with that fight coming up and see how they make out in their quest. You also had last week Sergey Lipinets versus Kondo. Lipinets versus Kondo. IBF junior welterweight. Lipinets won unanimous decision 118, 110, 117, 111, 117, 111. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the IBF junior welterweight division. If there are going to be any unification fights coming up as well. Sean Porter won his fight versus Granados. He said in the sixth round he felt like he had a broken hand. He had 117, 111 on all three cards. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Sean Porter. He was in line for a title fight next year and took this fight, and a lot of people thought it was dangerous for him to do so, and breaking his hand is definitely something you don't want to do, is that will set you back and your plans can go down the toilet very quickly, because the champion is not going to sit around and wait. The champion is going to stay active and you're not. So now your title shot and that fight is postponed. Let's say the champion takes a fight against a lesser contender. Let's say that the champion takes the number two or the number three fighter and takes them lightly or just has a bad night. Upset City. Now your big money title fight is gone bye-bye. Imagine that. That's something you do not want to do. And Sean Porter took that chance and we saw where that landed him. So we'll find out what's going on with that a little bit later on in the program. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. On Facebook at Saturday Sports Talk. Twitter, SST_sports. Let's give a little bit of baseball news. It's not much going on right now. They are giving out the awards now. And so you have Gold Glove winners announced this week. In the American League, pitcher Marcus Stroman, Toronto Blue Jays, his first award, along with catcher Martin Maldonado from the LA Angels, his first award. First baseman Eric Hosmer, Kansas City Royals, his fourth. Second base Brian Dozier of Minnesota, his first. Evan Longoria of Tampa Bay, his third. Third baseman. Shortstop Andrelton Simmons of the LA Angels, his third. In the outfield, Alex Gordon of Kansas City Royals, left field, his fifth. Center fielder Byron Buxton of Minnesota, his first. And right fielder Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox, his second. National League was pitcher Zach Greinke of Arizona, his fourth. Catcher was Tucker Barnhart of Cincinnati, his first. First base was Paul Goldschmidt of Arizona, his third. Second base DJ LeMahieu, Colorado, his second. Third was Nolan Arenado of Colorado, his fifth. Shortstop was Brandon Crawford, San Francisco Giants, his third. Freddie Galvis was in the running but got beat out. In the outfield, left fielder Marcell Ozuna, Miami, his first. Center fielder Ender Inciarte of Atlanta, his second. And right fielder was Jason Hayward of the Cubs, his fifth. And neither one of the teams that played in the World Series were represented. So that's your Gold Glove winners for Major League Baseball 2017. We will continue to try to figure out what's going to happen with the Philadelphia Phillies going forward. Free agent signings, if they're going to keep the young guys and keep trying to build around them. There's a lot of talk this morning about Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins and the Red Sox having a lot of money and possibly being able to pick him up. So we will keep an eye on that as the fall, winter, and soon-to-be spring return to us. And we will keep you apprised of what's going on with that. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. I wanted to play some audio for you, and I'll try to see if I can get to it a little bit later on, of the exchange between Tony Romo and Deion Sanders. It was a very comical exchange. Tony Romo was making a comment, something to the effect about Deion Sanders and his tackling ability, and everybody knows Deion Sanders was not a big tackling cornerback, but he sure would cover you. He would definitely make sure that it would be hard for you to get to the ball or get an interception, and has several Super Bowl rings to prove it. So Tony Romo attacking Deion Sanders was not the best thing to do, because Deion Sanders basically said to Tony Romo, how many rings do you have? How many championships? How many interceptions have you thrown? How many championships have you won, to that effect? And it's a very interesting back and forth that went on between Tony Romo and Deion Sanders. And I believe Deion Sanders was a little bit upset by it, because I don't think he expected it. I don't think he thought that Tony Romo should have said anything. You know, why would you come for me, as they say? You don't have any ammunition, so where are you going to come for me? 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Let's talk about the Eagles. Eagles are continuing to play well. They have started to do what they need to do, and that is simply just continue to dominate the competition. They don't need to continue to mess around. They don't need to continue to have close games. They are doing what they need to do, and that is simply dominate. That's a hashtag I guess I sort of kind of made up in my head over the last several years. And that goes for all teams that I root for, and that pretty much goes for any team in any sport. You want to get out there and dominate your opponent. For 60 minutes, the Eagles did just that against the Denver Broncos. Denver, I don't think, had a chance. I don't think they were ever in the game. The Eagles set the tone. And when you do that, sometimes it just demoralizes your opponent. And the Eagles are going to continue to try to do that against the competition. They are going to simply try to maul you. Offensively, score points. Defensively, shut you down. Special teams, the same thing. They simply want to just maul you. So we will continue to monitor what goes on with the Eagles. They're on a bye week. And tomorrow, Dallas has a game against the Atlanta Falcons. But Dallas will not have their running back, Ezekiel Elliott. On Thursday, the emergency injunction requested by the NFL Players Association on behalf of the Cowboys and running back Ezekiel Elliott was denied. You would have thought Dikembe Mutombo was in the courtroom just blocking him and denying it by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday. The ruling means Elliott's 6-game suspension is back on, and he is currently ineligible to play Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. The next hearing in Elliott's case is set for December 1st, pending unforeseen legal intervention. He will miss 4 games against the Falcons, the Eagles, the L.A. Chargers, and the Washington Redskins before getting another court date. So, what does that mean going forward? Well, basically it means that Jerry Jones and his legal team will have to try to find a way this week to try to get back into a courtroom and speed it up, because it's a Sunday night game and Jerry Jones knows he needs Ezekiel Elliott on the field. I'm not saying Dak Prescott, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, the other guys are not good enough to try to hang with the Eagles. But when you have Ezekiel Elliott, it goes back to what I've said time and time again, and something you'll find out and you'll learn as you watch sports, is when you have superstars, great players, defensive coordinators have to find ways to stop those players. So they're staying up sleepless nights, looking at hours upon hours of video footage of games. And you have to be able to try to find ways to stop them. So now, without Ezekiel Elliott possibly in the lineup, that allows defensive coordinators to look at other players that will have to try to step up and help the Dallas Cowboys win. You know, offensive coordinators do the same thing. When you have outstanding defensive players, offensive coordinators try to find ways to get that offense to roll and get away from those outstanding defensive players. Like I mentioned about Deion Sanders. People would always try to figure out what side Deion Sanders was on. So if your superstar wide receiver is being covered by him, your number two wide receiver would have to step up. Jerry Rice, when he played for the 49ers, I'm sure defensive coordinators had all types of sleepless nights when Emmitt Smith was playing. The list and list and list and list goes on and on and on and on and on about which marquee players would give defensive and offensive coordinators headaches. We'll talk more about that. The first quarter has gone by just that quickly, so we'll come back and talk more about that after this.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
This is Bernard the Executioner Hopkins, the undisputed middleweight champion of the world. You are listening to the Saturday Sports Talk Show with Troy Wilmore.
And welcome back to the second quarter of SST Saturday Sports Talk. Most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information. I'm your host, Troy Wilmore, talking about anything in the world of sports. Don't forget, coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Black Reality Think Tank with your host, Dr. William Rogers. And tomorrow, Revive with your host, POC, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard at 7 p.m. Make sure you stay tuned to everything here on Time for an Awakening Media. As we were talking about before we went to the end of the first quarter, we were talking about how this whole Ezekiel Elliott issue has come back up and is constantly in the courtroom and going back and forth with all these legal appeals and injunctions and stays and things of that nature because of the, I guess you can call it the Ray Rice rule, which has now been pretty much put in play when it comes to all major sports when it deals with domestic violence issues. So Ezekiel Elliott is accused of that and still has not been proven guilty, but they're still the NFL trying to punish him, assuming that they can find some guilt. And it's kind of weird because of the fact that Ezekiel Elliott claims his innocence. The controversy is the young lady made a report, then she retracted her statement. A lot of people think, you know, you peek behind the curtain that the, you know, great Wizard of Oz, Jerry Jones, had something to do with that because Ezekiel Elliott is just that good of a player, doesn't want to lose him, you know, that whole conspiracy theory, if you will. But the NFL is still trying to put the hammer down, as they should, when it comes to these things, because you don't need to have athletes at any time hitting women, domestic violence of any kind, driving under the influence, drug problems, things of that nature. This is a product that the NFL tries to put out that they can be proud of. But just about every year or every week or every other week, you hear about someone failing a drug test, having off-the-field issues, sometimes even on-the-field issues, things of that nature. And the NFL is doing a good job trying to clean up the product. So hats off to Commissioner Roger Goodell and the rest of the management of the NFL trying to clean up their product. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Don't forget, you have a chance to win a Party Savers t-shirt if you can tell me the last time the heavyweight boxing division was unified and the titles were held by an American. So, 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Like I said, the Eagles simply were dominating of the Denver Broncos. And end the first quarter was 17-3. By halftime, it was 31-9. Pretty much over at that point. Shut them out in the third quarter, added another 13 points. Scored two touchdowns late in the fourth quarter, which was okay. And then the Eagles tacked on another touchdown, 51-23. Was your final. Carson Wentz, 15 of 27, 199 yards, 4 touchdowns. Jay Ajayi got in the game, got 8 carries, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. Corey Clement, 12 carries, 51 yards, 2 touchdowns. It was his birthday weekend, so he had big fun. Alshon Jeffrey had a big game, had 2 touchdowns off of 6 catches, 84 yards. And Trey Burton, in the absence of Zach Ertz, had 2 catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown. Brock Osweiler for the Broncos didn't play that bad. I think the Eagles' defense was just that good. He was 19 of 38 for 208 yards, 1 touchdown. Their running game was shut down. Their two running backs had a combined 15 carries of 34 yards. Receiving wasn't too much better. You had 8 catches for 70 yards by Demaryius Thomas and a touchdown. The only touchdown that the Broncos scored. Actually, it did score 2 touchdowns. The other one, I think, came on defense. So, Eagles are rolling on a break, getting some rest, probably getting some sun, getting some much-deserved sleep, little R&R, getting away from Philadelphia and the complex, the NovaCare complex, and just getting to get ready for the second half of the season. And so we will look to their schedule and see what happens next. Because it's now time to really tighten up that chin strap and see where this Eagles franchise will go. There are a lot of experts and bookies and bookmakers that are saying that the Eagles are the odds-on favorite to make it to the Super Bowl. A lot of people think they could win the Super Bowl. Oddly enough, it's in Minnesota in February. Don't know what's the logic behind that. But I guess this whole trying to move the Super Bowl around to all parts of the nation is what they're trying to do. So good luck with that. So looking at the Eagles schedule, Eagles are a record 8-1. Cowboys are 5-3 right now. Could be 5-4 tomorrow. Atlanta's playing pretty much a better brand of football than they have in weeks past. So Cowboys will be on TV tomorrow against the Falcons. So that means it sets up the showdown division rival on the 19th, 8:30 p.m. next Sunday night for Eagles-Cowboys. Then the Eagles turn around, have a game against the Bears. Bears are awful, 3-5. For a 1 o'clock game on the 26th. Another big Sunday night game on December 3rd against the Seahawks. Eagles 8-1, Seahawks 6-3. Seahawks hate playing on Thursdays, and they said that Thursday games ought to be banned. And that was an interesting statement. I think the NFL is trying to find ways to maximize visibility. So they're trying anything and everything, whether it's Thursday night, Sunday night. I think they're doing some Saturday games. The flex schedule, which means the better teams get to switch their schedules around a little bit. Instead of playing at 1 o'clock, they may play at 4 or 8 o'clock on Sunday. So NFL is just trying to do some things. But I understand what they're talking about, because the Seahawks played last Sunday, then they turned right back around and had to play on Thursday. Same thing the Eagles did with Carolina a few weeks back. So you're talking about short rest week. You're not really getting a chance to get your body in shape, your mind in shape. Coaches have a lot of stress because they have to turn right around from winning or losing on Sunday. You know, if you're traveling, let's say you have to go out west and come back home, or vice versa, east to west. Spend a little bit of time with your family if you have one. And then you have to get right back into film study. You got all your press conferences, your media appearances. It is a bit taxing. And I understand why the Seahawks don't want to do that. So then the Eagles will have a big game against the LA Rams on December 10th, 4:25. The Rams are having a good season. They're 6-2 right now, and they're possibly a playoff team. The Giants, I think, have mailed it in on the 17th. So just looking down at the schedule, the Eagles conceivably could be 11-1, 10-2 going into the Rams game. They could be maybe even 12-1 by the time that Giants game hits. They could possibly have the playoffs wrapped up, the home field advantage for the conference. So you go into a game against a Giants team, like I said, that is awful at 1-7. So who knows what the Eagles would do in that situation. Then you have Christmas night. Raiders are 4-5. They're fighting for a playoff spot. So once again, depending on the Eagles' record, they could have everything locked up. The game could mean absolutely nothing. And then you have, again, Cowboys and Eagles on New Year's Eve at 1 o'clock. So conceivably, you could have almost like a preseason schedule the last maybe two or three games of the season. Whereas maybe Doug Peterson wouldn't have the starters play an entire half. And then you have your other second and third team players getting some reps in. We saw Nick Foles come in the last couple of weeks because the games were pretty much out of control. So that will be something that we have to keep an eye on. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Sticking with football before we switch around a little bit, talk a little basketball, talk a little hockey. I don't know what Jerry Jones is thinking. Sometimes you hear news stories and you scratch your head and you say, what? Who did who? What? Where? Why? That is the case that happened this week. I heard the headline, and I had to find out what was going on. Jerry Jones threatens to sue the NFL if Roger Goodell's contract extension is approved. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has threatened to sue the National Football League if a contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell is approved by the league's compensation committee. A team owner and a team executive told Outside the Lines that Jones has hired David Boies, the famed New York lawyer who represented Vice President Al Gore in the deadlocked 2000 presidential election and who led the NFL's court case during a dispute over the 2011 collective bargaining agreement negotiations. Imagine that. So, Jerry Jones wants to sue the NFL if Roger Goodell has a contract extension. What he's trying to do is he wants to have a requirement that instead of having two-thirds of owners approve the commissioner's contract, it would be three-fourths. So, you have 32 owners. Two-thirds would be what? Say 20? Been a long time since I did simple math. So now he wants to make it three-fourths. I don't understand what Jerry Jones is doing. I really don't. Now, he has several owners that agree with him, but of course they're not going to say it publicly. Roger Goodell's not going to quit. If his contract's not extended, that's a whole different story, but he's not going to walk away. He has earned a total of more than $200 million since he was elected commissioner in 2006, $44 million in 2014, and $34 million in 2015. At the owners' meeting in New York last month, Jones told his fellow owners that Goodell's proposed next contract is the most one-sided deal ever. Now, where it gets funny is this part of the story. Jones has expressed growing dissatisfaction with Goodell's job performance, and he said in recent weeks that the league needs to hire a new commissioner. The reasons include Goodell's handling of the players' protests staged during the national anthem, ding, the league's pending six-game suspension of Cowboys star running back Ezekiel Elliott, ding, ding, and the league's handling of the relocation of two teams to L.A. But Jones helped engineer it. So you helped engineer it, but now you're upset because Roger Goodell helped him move? I don't get it. Jones is not a member of the NFL's six-member compensation committee, but Arthur Blank of the Falcons is. This story is just going to keep going and going and going. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. Roger Goodell's made over almost a half a billion dollars in the last 10 years. But he was elected by the owners. Go figure. So Jerry Jones upset about the anthem, about Ezekiel Elliott. He's just mad. Sticking with the NFL before we switch to NBA, I really want to dive deep into this Colin Kaepernick issue. Once again, Colin Kaepernick, it's two sides of the story coming out this week. One is, like I said last week, a lot of people think that the Houston Texans will take a chance on him and should because the backup quarterbacks are not that good. And in most cases, most of the teams have had injuries to their starters, their backups, or other players they have signed are not nearly as good as Kaepernick, and nobody's decided to hire him. Not even give him a tryout. So that's part of it. But you have the owner of the Texans, Bob McNair, making the inmates running the prison comment. But the other side of the Kaepernick issue is the national pizza chain, who I will not mention, they don't advertise here on SST, is upset and is looking to cut down on his advertisements during the season because of the lack of leadership in dealing with these national anthem protests. Viewership is down, ratings are down, income is down, and so now this person is upset. In full disclosure, I mean, I've tried that pizza several times. I actually enjoyed it. The times that I did get it, you know, but I think I'm going to have to end that relationship because we constantly, over and over and over again, have said why the protests are happening. It has nothing to do with the anthem, nothing to do with the flag, nothing to do with police, nothing to do with the military. It's all about social justice issues. So you, as a business owner who has amassed millions of dollars, cannot even pay attention and think about it. Your locations are in inner cities. Your locations have African Americans and probably Latino Americans working in your stores. One of your employees could be leaving the store and have something happen to them by police. Would you care? Would you even lift a finger? So, Mr. Pizza Person, get your head out of where you sit. And any other corporations, business owners that have that kind of mindset, I warn you the same way. Go back. Go to YouTube. You probably got the new phone, new tablet, a lot of computers. If you don't know how to go to YouTube, ask your children, ask your grandchildren, ask your their station employees. Go back and listen to what Colin Kaepernick said on why he initially was sitting and eventually started taking a knee. I'm not even talking to the fans. But you people to sit up there and cry, oh, I'm not making a lot of money. Oh, the national anthem protests hurt my business. I'm tired of it. I'm getting more and more upset by it. Pay attention to what Colin Kaepernick said. Take a stand. You have the platform. It can't hurt you. Instead of crying about losing money, you could make more money if you were on the side of right. So, Mr. Pizza Man, again I say, take your head out of where you sit. Go back and listen to the audio. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Also on Facebook, Saturday Sports Talk. On Twitter, SST_sports. Talking about anything and everything your sports mind. Almost coming up to halftime, almost the end of the second quarter, and talking about anything in the world of sports. Let's go over to the NBA and the Sixers and see what's going on with them. On last Friday, we mentioned the Sixers beat the Pacers 121-110. They went on a road trip, beat the Utah Jazz 104-97. Lost a close game against the Sacramento Kings 109-108 on Thursday. They are in Oakland. 8:30 tonight. 6-5 record of the Sixers take on the 9-3 Golden State Warriors. This is a big test for the Sixers. Sixers have a good team. They are young. The Golden State Warriors also a very good team. with a record of 9-3, and so we will see what goes on in that game. So we'll talk more about that as well. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We'll end the second quarter just a little early, and we will come back and talk to you about anything and everything in the world of sports.
One of the hottest sports talk shows in America.
And welcome back to SST Saturday Sports Talk. Most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information. I'm your host, Troy Wilmore, talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. Ended the second quarter just a little early. The band wanted to come on the field. We had the frisbee catching dogs. We just had big fun for the halftime show. LOL. Talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. Gave you the rundown on the Sixers next coming games and what happens and how well they're playing. They just have to tighten up on their defense when they're in close games and really be able to stop them, the opposition, from scoring. Just like the 109-108 game the other night was really a heartbreaker. It goes back to the game at home with Houston and Houston pulling out a victory. So if the Sixers can tighten that up, you know, it shows to be a promising season. They're already playing better than they did this time last year, so we are very excited about where the Sixers are headed going forward. Before we give you some messages from our sponsors, let's give you the Not So Intelligent and Giving Back segment of the week. This actually happened a few weeks ago, and I forgot to mention it, so we put them on the list for this week. And it's funny because social media, people have the right to make comments about situations and news stories all the time. So we're not saying people don't have a right, but it's just curious to see when they do and what they say. So the story was Alex Ovechkin, the Good Samaritan. Washington Capitals captain, has played a major role in helping his team on the ice, but a few weeks ago he did something off the ice to help a homeless man in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. With temperatures in the low 30s, Ovechkin bought a homeless man a sweater, hat, and a coat. And people were talking about how much money he has, and they just thought that he could actually buy more and do more. But at that moment, I mean, that's what he wanted to do. Does he have money where he could probably build a homeless shelter? Yes. But you also got to remember, Ovechkin is not from America, so he has no real obligation to take his money and do things in Washington or anywhere. At that particular time, he just felt like doing it. And it's a kind gesture on his part. This story is controversial, but I'll still put it on the list. And I'm not even sure if I believe it, but it is one of the hot stories that is going on as we speak. For Not So Intelligent, we're going to put the three UCLA men's basketball players on the list. They were in Hangzhou, China, and they are still in Hangzhou, China, for UCLA's basketball game. LiAngelo Ball, the younger brother of LA Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball, and two other players, freshman Cody Riley and Jalen Hill, were arrested. Allegedly stealing sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store next to the team's hotel. And the Chinese officials are not happy about it. They are being detained. They did not play. I don't think they've been officially suspended. I can check on that for you. But what sticks out to me, and I, like I said, it's somewhat controversial, is the time that it happened and the fact that they were the only three players that allegedly stole sunglasses. They're in a foreign land, and they had interpreters with them, but they left the hotel and went to the store. What I find odd is why these three, and why is it that they didn't have their interpreters? Now, one story said they did have them, one story said they didn't have them. It just, I don't know. It just stinks. So I don't know if they stole the glasses. I don't know if they were being profiled. They're Americans, China. We know the political issues between China and the United States. If China's trying to make some type of power play or international incident, it just stinks. But one way or the other, they still ended up on the list. So we will talk about that if you so choose. Switching over to hockey. The Flyers played over the last several days. Got some revenge against the Blackhawks. On Thursday night, they beat them 3-1. The Blackhawks had beat them last week 3-0. So little taste of sweet revenge there. And then they play the Minnesota Wild tonight at 7 o'clock. Flyers have a record of 8-6-2. The Minnesota Wild are struggling. It's 6-7-2. They're trying to get to 500. Then they have another game against the Wild on the 14th. So we will discuss that if you so choose as well. You mean to tell me, all my boxing fans out there, you don't know who the last unified American heavyweight champion was? Like my friend Comrade says, just throw it in your Google machine. So make sure you throw it in your Google machine. Give me the answer. You get a free Party Savers t-shirt. Party Savers, one of our prime sponsors here on SST, Saturday Sports Talk. Most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information. So many things to talk about. We can go and talk a little college football if you so choose. Penn State dropped way down in the rankings. I don't know what caused that. And so it's one where I'm sure Penn State is a little upset, and I feel sorry for their next opponent, because Penn State now has to make a statement game to try to get back into the playoff race, really try to impress the coaches and the writers and all those responsible for the rankings. So going through the college football schedule, LSU plays today against Arkansas, 6-3. Arkansas is 4-5. That game's at 12 o'clock. Big game, Iowa State versus Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is ranked 15th with a record of 7-2. Iowa State is ranked 21st with a record of 6-3. They're trying to move up and shake some more things up. They've been doing great the last several weeks, so Iowa State's trying to continue that. Another big matchup in the Big Ten. Michigan State travels to Columbus to play Ohio State. They both have a record of 7-2. Michigan State is 12. Ohio State is 13. Penn State moved all the way down to number 14. They have a game in about 55 minutes against poor Rutgers. Penn State 7-2. Rutgers 4-5. Penn State may have to try to call the dogs off, but they're going to definitely try to make a statement in that game. NC State, number 23, plays Boston College. They're pretty much evenly matched. NC State has a record of 6-3. Boston College 5-4. Number 18, UCF, University of Central Florida, takes on UConn. UCF has a record of 8-0. They're trying to get into position as well. A few other games on the docket. Virginia Tech 7-2 against Georgia Tech 4-4. Number one in the country, undefeated Georgia Bulldogs at 9-0, take on Auburn at number 10. They have a record of 7-2. Wisconsin also trying to move up there, number 8 ranked in the nation. They're 9-0, trying to take on Iowa, who's ranked number 20 with a record of 6-3. Clemson, 8-1, ranked number 4, takes on my hapless Florida State Seminoles. They are 3-5. A few other good games running around in NCAA football. USC, 8-2, they're ranked 11th, takes on Colorado, 5-5 at 4 o'clock. Washington State, 19th, ranked in the country, 8-2, take on Utah, 5-4. Alabama, number 2, 9-0, take on number 16, Mississippi State, 7-2, 7 o'clock tonight. Northwestern and Purdue. TCU and Oklahoma is another big game, 8 o'clock tonight, prime time. Oklahoma's ranked number 5, TCU's number 6, both have a record of 8-1. And also another big game, Miami's ranked number 7, they're undefeated, 8-0, they're trying to move up and knock Notre Dame down. Notre Dame's number 3 with a record of 8-1. Last night, big upset. Stanford beat Washington 30-22. Stanford, Washington was ranked number 9. So, shout out to the Stanford Cardinal for that big win. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. I'm talking about anything that is on your sports mind. It's going to be a very interesting remainder of fall and winter months when it comes to the world of sports in the Delaware Valley. And so, you know, Flyers are playing well. Sixers are playing well. People think the Sixers will make the playoffs. And let's just hope that they continue to do just that. Also, you have college basketball just starting up. And so last night, you had Cincinnati, number 12, 107-77 over Savannah State. Always hate these games. Early in the season, for whatever reason, they play these non-conference games that mean absolutely nothing. And here you have a 107-77 crushing Cincinnati over Savannah State down in the Cayman Islands. And then you have Central Arkansas getting just blown out of the gym by Baylor, 107-66. And some other games are a little bit closer, but some of those, you know, tournaments that they have in, you know, Puerto Rico and, in this case, the Cayman Islands and other places, just, I don't like it. West Virginia was upset by Texas A&M. Texas A&M is ranked number 25 in the nation. They beat West Virginia 88-65. Seton Hall, 23, ranked in the nation, beat Fairleigh Dickinson 90-68. UNC crushed Northern Iowa 86-69. Duke beat Elon 97-68. Kentucky beat Utah Valley 73-63. Listen to this score. Xavier 101, Morehead State 49. They doubled them up. Xavier's ranked number 17th in the nation. I guess that's pretty much why they did that. Michigan State rolled over North Florida. A few other teams here and there. Yeah, so these games early in the season, it just, I don't like it. I don't know if I'm the only person, but I don't like it. 215-490-9832. Villanova is ranked number 6 in the nation. They beat Columbia 75-60. I'm trying to see if there are any other scores of note from last night. Squeaker, UCLA, ranked 21 in the nation, beat Georgia Tech 63-60 without their three players that were on suspension over in China. So we'll see what happens with that. So like I said, it's going to be an interesting time here in the Delaware Valley and pretty much all around the world when it comes to sports. Villanova is ranked number 6. Eagles playing well. Flyers playing well. Sixers playing well. College basketball. Temple, I think they start tonight. We always have the Big 5, and actually I guess you call it the Big 6. You add Drexel to that mix. So locally, the college basketball scene is always going to be competitive, and a lot of chatter going into this season. Villanova, we know, is not inside of the Philadelphia city limits, but just up the road and pretty much has been adopted as a Philadelphia area school. And so we wish them well. And hopefully they can get back to the championship, even Temple. You know, maybe LaSalle can make a run. I don't know what type of team Drexel has this year. So hopefully they can make a run at it and be able to give us something to really root for, along with the other sports that we are excited about. Let me tell you about someone that I really trust, that I respect, that I do business with, and I highly encourage you to do business with them as well. That is Trent Pettis and the fine staff over at Integrity Real Estate Services. They understand that buying or selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. Their team of highly seasoned real estate professionals is dedicated to providing exceptional personalized service for all of their clients. They take great pride in the relationships they build and always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their real estate goals. Their philosophy is simple. Clients come first. They pledge to be in constant communication with their clients, keeping them fully informed throughout the entire buying or selling process. They believe that if you're not left with an amazing experience, they have not done their job. They don't measure success through achievements or awards, but through the satisfaction of their clients. hopefully you have some time after the show next Saturday. From 11 to 2, you need to go over to Integrity Real Estate Services, 6335 Wayne Avenue. Why? Because Integrity Real Estate Services is having a free home buyer seminar. I'm telling you, when it comes to being thorough and giving you detailed steps in the home buying process, this is where you need to be. I highly suggest you call them, 215-849-1111. They're going to have some speakers there. Huntington Valley Bank Loan Officer C.A. Sokol Byrne, Warren Clarkson of Allstate Insurance, and Corwin Jackson of Core Inspection Group. So they give you everything you need to know about the inspection process, insurance, banking, mortgage requirements, the entire enchilada. My wife and I went to a home buyer seminar. Simply phenomenal. Information that you can't get anywhere else. And guess what? It's free. Next Saturday, November 18th from 11 to 2, Integrity Real Estate Services, 6335 Wayne Avenue. Tell them SST Saturday Sports Talk told you to call, 215-849-1111. The phone number here to reach us in the studio, 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Also on Facebook at Saturday Sports Talk, on Twitter at SST underscore sports. As I refresh the Facebook page, I'm noticing that the American Pool Players Association is live right now. Second day coverage of the 2017 U.S. Amateur Championships. I actually was watching it off and on this week. They had nine ball, and then they had, traditional. And it was actually good to see. I enjoy the game of billiards, if you will. I dabble. I own a couple pool cues. I've been playing pool for several years. I'm not as good as I wish I was. I wish I would just be able to take some time out from time to time and go and rack them and just, enjoy. It's a great game. My father, my uncles, I'm not sure if my grandfather's played, but a lot of family members were in the service. They played. They played down in the Black Bottom where they were raised. Uncle has a pool table, had several over the course of my lifetime. So I've always enjoyed getting together with family and just having fun and, racking them, chalking up my cue and, just going out and having a good time. So I'm actually watching it as we speak. They've been live for about 50 minutes. And it looks like this is a nine ball game here. They don't tell you, but according to the balls on the table, it is nine ball. So you can watch that if you so desire. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Talking about anything and everything in the world of sports, there was another story I had. I think somebody moved it, but we will find it and keep it going. We talked about the pizza man and the Colin Kaepernick situation and how the advertisers of the NFL, and this one being the first one that has publicly come out and pretty much threatened or mentioned that they were pulling back advertisements because of the national anthem protests. But yet, they are too stubborn to just listen to what Colin Kaepernick has said on why he is protesting. I mean, for the life of me, I guess it just shows that they make no sense. They are not interested in the message. And they just want to make money. And that shouldn't be. I think you can make money and still have respect for what people are standing for. And if you think about it, and you take your time, you could probably make more money because then people will respect you. because you're respecting them and what they're standing for. All Colin Kaepernick is saying is that initially he was sitting, and then after meeting with Nate Boyer, former Green Beret, former Seattle Seahawk, told him that you should kneel for the anthem. But you don't have the intelligence to understand that. That's actually very disturbing to me. That you're a business person, whether you have degrees or not, and how you started your business, whether you inherited it, you got seed money from your parents, or you just worked your way up and own the business. Several franchises. But you don't take the time to listen. So you're upset because you lost some money. So you're going to sit up there and tell the NFL, we're not happy. We're going to cut down our advertising dollars. Seriously? You're going to say it's poor leadership. So you're also not going to take any position. Matter of fact, let me read this to you. Those things got mischaracterized and misconstrued that, I won't name the franchise, has some sort of position politically on the protest. We have no position, end quote. That is from the chief operating officer, Steve Ritchie. Quote, our only position is that we want the NFL to improve. I think it's fair to say that clearly some things need to change for the relationship to be mutually successful moving forward, end quote. NFL ratings are down 5.5% through the first 9 weeks of the 2017 season compared to last year. The ratings decline has occurred alongside an unprecedented wave of NFL player protests during the national anthem, though it's unclear how large of a role the public's reaction to the protests has played in the drop. This particular pizza's company's stock is down roughly 15% since November 1st. So, you are not picking sides. You think that it's poor leadership. And instead of addressing the elephant in the room, you want to tell the NFL, we're thinking about changing our advertising and how much money we're going to spend with you. Seriously? How about you take your pizza? How about you take your money and get out the way? Plain and simple. Get out the way. You make absolutely no sense whatsoever. None. Make no sense whatsoever. I would say I can't believe it, but I can believe it. You know, it's depressing to me on some levels, but I guess it's also a wake-up call that these corporations and people that own these corporations don't care about people. That they care about how many zeros and how many stock points go up in their portfolio. It's sad. They get up every morning, wash their face, brush their teeth, look in the mirror, and they have no problem with what they see staring back at them. I actually have a list, pardon me, of the NFL advertisers. And there were several products on there that I and my family, we use. And some of them, I don't think I have used. Some of them I don't currently use. There are a few products that I am using. And depending on what happens lately and going forward, could determine if I continue to use their products. One of the big sneaker and athletic apparel companies, quote, blank, supports athletes in their right to freedom of expression on issues that are of great importance to our society, end quote. Perfect. That's exactly what the athletes are doing. They have their freedom of expression. Okay, so I'll continue to purchase their products. They don't advertise here on SST, but we can work on that. There is another company, and a sound company, shall we say. They believe that players have the right, and whether they agree or not, they believe in the fact that players have that right. A couple car companies, they believe in it. Quote, we respect individuals' rights to express their views even if they are not ones we share, end quote. Another one, we stand for, quote, we stand for and respect individuals' freedoms to express their First Amendment rights in any peaceful manner in which they choose. We also stand for inclusion, freedom, and all that represents those values, end quote. There is another apparel company. The company, quote, stands for the flag and by our athletes for free speech, expression, and a unified America, end quote. There are some other sponsors, a tire company. We all know about the food company based out of Camden, New Jersey. There are a few others. And I have not heard any statements from them. Just looking at this list, there are several products that my family and I, we currently use. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see going forward what happens with them and how they feel about the protests. From NJ.com, despite calls to the boycott the NFL, few advertisers have left. Only a handful of advertisers pulled out of NFL broadcasts. There was a car dealership in Colorado pulled their ad featuring Broncos linebacker Von Miller. A suit maker and a check cashing franchise. And a few others here and there. And so to those that have pulled out, goodbye, good riddance. Here's one. A Cleveland businessman dropped his advertisements from NFL broadcast due to the, quote, unpatriotic behavior demonstrated, unquote, and disrespect to the country's forefathers. I'm not even going to give this guy's name. He has a check cashing firm in 29 states. This dude is upset. Bye. See ya. Not going to miss you at all. Will not miss you at all. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Coming up to the end of the third quarter, we come back. We'll take your calls, take your comments on Facebook or Twitter, and maybe you will have an answer to the trivia question, which is, who is the last American heavyweight champion to unify the division? 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832 on Facebook at SST on Saturday Sports Talk, and then on Twitter SST_sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to SST Saturday Sports Talk. Most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information. I'm your host, Troy Wilmore, talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on SST. How may I help you?
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. Listen, I am Brother Oshie. I have African Perspectives every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. on Time for an Awakening Radio. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Troy.
And a pleasure for you to call me, and thank you.
You bet. You mentioned some individual that owns tech caching places.
Yes.
Who pulled his ad. It would be great, because you know some of the people who use tech caching places the most are you-know-who.
Yes.
It would be great to know that this man who's pulled his ad, where those check cashing places are, so we go elsewhere. So we really hurt him. Like he's trying to hurt the NFL, because these brothers are doing something that brings attention, long brings attention. To me, I love the fact that these gentlemen are definitely using their platform to bring attention to the issues. So I support Colin Kaepernick. I support the not watching the NFL this year. I supported him from day one. Number one, man, I'm 65 years old. I haven't stood up for the national anthem in since the 60s.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at a documentary called Wattstack, are you familiar with Wattstack?
Nope, but I'll write it down.
Write it down. Wattstack is when Stack Records, who was, you know, at the time a noted label. They had Isaac Hayes, Dramatics, which is my favorite group. Mm-hmm. Although they didn't appear on the documentary. But Staples Singers, Bar Case, Luther Ingram, all of those were members of Stack Records. Stack Records goes out to Watts, California, 5 years after the 67 resistance, the 67 disturbance or riot, whatever you want to call it. 5 years later, 1972, Watts puts on a concert to help, excuse me, Stack Records puts on a concert to help the brothers and sisters in Watts.
Okay.
And so when Jesse Jackson is up on the stage with the principals, in fact, one of the individuals is Willie Davis. Do you remember Willie Davis?
Absolutely.
Okay, exactly. Willie Davis was all pro, a Hall of Famer for the Green Bay Packers, defensive end,
yes,
and played for the legendary Eddie Robinson at Grambling.
That is correct.
In fact, did you notice in the Super Bowl pregame this past February, they had the brothers who played in HCBUs being recognized, who are in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I enjoyed every minute of that.
I swear I did. I loved every minute because I remember every one of them.
I thought I was dreaming because I didn't expect to see that, but the NFL, you know, they stepped up big time honoring all the brothers from the HBCUs.
That was great. And you could see, had those individuals played, had the opportunity to play with the Caucasians at the time, would have still been kicking ass.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So, but now, anyways, back to the Wattstack piece, because I'm making a point here. When Jesse is, and they're on the stage, then the national anthem is sung by Kim Weston. And you can see nobody standing.
Okay.
This sings the Black National Anthem, which is a recording, just like, remember when Whitney Houston did the national anthem for the 92 or 93 Super Bowl?
Yes.
For the Rock Bull? Yeah. And you could buy that,
mm-hmm,
as a recording. You could buy Kim Weston's Black National Anthem as a recording. And you could see brothers standing up with fists raised, you know. Because we weren't standing. I'm coming out of the 60s, you know. So, no, I wasn't standing. Now, although I am a retired firefighter, and I had to stand a couple of times, but I put my head down because I'm always in protest of this madness that we're in.
Absolutely.
And so to me, if you can get, so check that documentary out, you're going to love it.
Okay.
A great documentary. In fact, when you do it, maybe next week or week after, I'll call and find out how you loved it. Okay.
I sure will.
All right, Troy. But to me, that we need to find out that person and his check cashing, wherever that is, wherever around the country it is, and try to mobilize some folks to boycott him.
Sounds good to me.
His stand. You bet.
I'll try to find more information on him.
All right, Troy. Have a great show, man. Peace to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Brother Oshie.
All right.
That is Brother Oshie. You can hear him on Time for an Awakening Media, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. African Perspectives. Give him a tune in and tell him SST Saturday Sports Talk told you to call and told you to listen in. As I was mentioning, we were talking about the Colin Kaepernick issue mainly with the national pizza chain having issues with the national anthem protests that players are doing on various teams, and other advertisers that are weighing in on how they feel about the protest that players are doing. And so the story from USA Today Sports, written by Scott Galvin: a Cleveland businessman dropped his advertisements from NFL broadcast due to the unpatriotic behavior demonstrated and disrespect to the country's forefathers. Alan Jones said, although this may not mean much to the NFL, removing commercials for check into cash, buy here, pay here USA, and U.S. money shops from the 29 states means a lot to his advertising firm. So remember those names: check into cash, buy here, pay here USA, and U.S. money shops. The decision stemmed from Colin Kaepernick's Fidel Castro t-shirt, the Cleveland Daily Banner reported. Jones has been to Cuba and said for Kaepernick to talk about the oppressed while supporting Castro is insanity. But he has a right to wear the t-shirt. So what? Why don't you support your Cleveland Browns? They stink. I tell you, these advertisers, it just makes no sense to me. So just remember those names: check into cash, buy here, pay here USA, and U.S. money shops. If you go there, go somewhere else. Plain and simple. That's what Brother Oshie was saying. Got to let these people know. If you can't respect African Americans that have the First Amendment right to protest, freedom of expression, and you want to pull your advertisements from the NFL, which is 70% African American, we don't need you. Plain and simple. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. I actually wanted to talk about some other things this week, and I did not make the notes necessary, so we will hold that conversation for another time. Yeah, but Brother Oshie actually made a lot of great points. He was talking about how the Super Bowl pregame this year was the acknowledgement by the NFL, and now that I go back and think about it, I'm wondering if they did that to try to appease the African Americans. Because remember, Colin Kaepernick started sitting down and kneeling in the 2016-2017 season. So I'm wondering if they were trying to do some shenanigans there, or they already had these planned acknowledgments of, I believe it was the Hall of Famers from the Pro Football Hall of Fame who went to historically black colleges and universities. It was actually well done. A lot of the great players from several years ago that were there and wearing the yellow jackets. So that was actually quite enjoyable. Very surprising, but also quite enjoyable. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Don't forget, you still have a chance to win a Party Savers t-shirt if you can tell me who is the last American heavyweight to have the unified titles in boxing. And I guess if you don't tell me, I win. I get to keep the t-shirt. No, I'm just kidding. Party Savers is outstanding, an outstanding supporter of ours, and they are giving away t-shirts whenever we feel like it. So hopefully you'll win, and if not, maybe we'll find another trivia question next week to get you to win a Party Savers t-shirt. Party Savers is owned by Arnold and Nazla Mitchell. They both have bachelor's degrees in business, and they are ready to discuss with you an array of affordable packages. They will find a package to serve your every need for that special occasion. They have music, lighting, and every sound need that you need. They are telling you, let one of their top-notch DJs make your event come alive. 215-315-3336. Party Savers will provide a DJ and full-quality sound at an affordable price. The company is a DJ dispatch service, which means when a person needs a DJ, whether it's big or small event, all they have to do is call one number, and Party Savers will handle everything else. They will offer several different DJ packages, allowing customers to pick and choose what they can afford. One of their 15 professional DJs will arrive prior to the event, dressed appropriately, and prepare to set up. All products and services will be top of the line. Each and every week, I tell you from experience, I tell you from people that I know that I have Referred Party Savers 2. They come on time, dressed appropriately, respect you and your space, and give you what you're paying for. Top-notch service. I highly recommend. Birthday party, bridal shower, even if you need music for a funeral repast, tree dedication service. I actually hired Party Savers a few years ago for a tree dedication service for my mother. They were on time, gave us everything we needed, and simply outstanding. I stand by Party Savers. Party Savers stands by SST Saturday Sports Talk. 215-315-3336. 215-315-3336. Party Savers, one of our sponsors here on SST Saturday Sports Talk. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
This is Bernard the Executioner Hopkins, the undisputed middleweight champion of the world. You are listening to the Saturday Sports Talk Show with Troy Wilmore.
And welcome back to SST Saturday Sports Talk, most interesting 90 minutes of sports news and information. I am your host, Troy Wilmore, talking about anything and everything in the world of sports. We still haven't gotten into UFC mixed martial arts conversation since we started this show, and at some point we will get into it. But after coming out of retirement, George St. Pierre won the middleweight championship last week when he beat Michael Bisping, but he had to go to a hospital for a neck injury. So we'll see what happened with Michael Bisping and George St. Pierre going forward. It's going to be interesting once we do finally get rolling with the UFC conversation. I actually enjoy watching UFC. It is kind of brutal. It's not for the weak stomached or the faint of heart. You're talking about 4-ounce gloves. They do have their hands taped as if it was a boxing match, but it incorporates several disciplines of mixed martial arts. Some wrestling and judo, taekwondo to some degree, jiu-jitsu, you know, so it's a very unique sport to watch. It can get very brutal, get very bloody. They don't use the cage as a weapon, but when you're talking about 4-ounce gloves and possible elbow strikes and kicks, you can cut a person pretty badly. So there are some times where the fights are stopped due to that. And sometimes the fights do go to decision, but they are entertaining. They are very athletic because you do have to make weight. So it's just like boxing where you have to make weight and compete. You know, and people talk about McGregor when he fought Floyd Mayweather, and they knew that McGregor would not be able to deal with Mayweather's conditioning. And they were right. You know, that's what actually took McGregor out, was his lack of conditioning. He never went that far as a distance fight. The most that you can do in MMA is 5 5-minute rounds, which is about 25 minutes. So if you train for 30 or 35, you know, you start boxing at 45 or 50, you know, you're talking about some, as they say, deep water. And then the pace as well is different. You know, you're not going to the ground and you're not leaning on somebody and hold them in a chokehold or some type of wrestling hold. It's actually on your feet, constantly moving, and having defense. And that's what that, you know, took Mayweather to beat McGregor, was just getting him in the deep water, and McGregor couldn't swim. 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Let me give you the NFL schedule for tomorrow. You know the Eagles have a bye. So therefore, we don't have to really worry about putting on our green jerseys and watching the games tomorrow. I mean, we can still do that, but maybe you have some yard work you'll do or some other things. And so tomorrow, we'll talk about the schedule for week number 10. You have Minnesota at Washington, Cleveland at Detroit, Cincinnati at Tennessee, the L.A. Chargers versus Jacksonville, Green Bay at Chicago, the Jets at Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh at Indianapolis, New Orleans at Buffalo, Houston at the L.A. Rams, the Giants at San Francisco, battle of the two worst teams, actually two of the worst teams in the NFL. That's a late game, 425. Dallas at Atlanta, big marquee NFC matchup there. Sunday night game is New England at Denver. Monday night game is Miami at Carolina. And it all started on Thursday, 22-16 victory for the Seahawks. But they actually didn't get out of that without any injuries. Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback, ruptured his Achilles tendon. And he said he'll be back next season. And for a cornerback, you need your legs. And that's one of the reasons why a few of the players on the Seahawks were saying that they don't like to have Thursday night games and they should be banned because of the quick turnaround. You play on Sunday, you have a day or two to rest before you're back on the practice field, and then you have to travel, in some cases, for your Thursday night game. Like I said, the Giants of San Francisco, I think the Giants are like 1-8. San Francisco hasn't won a game. Cleveland is terrible. It's just a bad year for some teams, and I know they can't wait until the end of the season is upon them. So we'll see other marquee matchups. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis. The Saints and Buffalo should be a competitive game. Houston, L.A., not without Deshaun Watson, tore his ACL in his right knee. So Houston has a quarterback by committee system right now. They play the Rams. Rams might hang 50 on them tomorrow. Rams hung 50-plus last week's game. The Rams played... Who did the Rams play last week? Rams hung 51 on the Giants last week. So, yeah, 251s last week. The Eagles had 51-23 over the Broncos. Rams had 51-17 over the Giants. So, we'll see what happens in Week 10. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Nobody threw it in their Google machine to find out who was the last American heavyweight to unify the division. Nobody has thrown it in their Google machine to find out. Shame, shame, shame. It's right there. It just takes a minute. I want somebody to win this t-shirt. I want you to advertise Party Savers. They're a great company, great supporter of the show, and you'll also remember a time gone by in boxing. Because when you see this person's name, you're going to wonder, you know, wow, it's been that long since an American heavyweight has had the unified title. You would guess this person's name or that person's name. And I don't want to give it away for you. Be like, well, he had the title. No, he had the title. No, he had the title. And you think about it, it's like, no, he only had one of the titles or two of the titles. So I want you to get the list. I want you to get the list of names. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. As I said, trying to get back into the flow of boxing and just who has emerged as a star, someone we can look forward to watching and competing in any weight class. So this week I will make a concerted effort to really give a deep dive into boxing and try to give you the list of champions, up-and-coming stars, American as well as from the Philadelphia area, and who we can look forward to rooting on to a world championship title or support. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time in the world of boxing coming up in 2018. There were some great fights this past year as well. And so we will look to get back into the swing of things, if you will. So what I will do these last few minutes is give you some names of those who have had success and were champions as Americans in the heavyweight division without giving you the answer just yet. So let's go to about 1987. 87, Mike Tyson was the WBC champion. He beat Trevor Burbick. Then he fought Bone Crusher Smith August 1st of 87 to unify the WBA and WBC titles. Tony Tucker had the IBF title. And then Mike Tyson won the title August 1st, 1987 to unify all three IBF, WBA, and WBC championships. We all know what happened February 11th, 1990. James Buster Douglas shook up the world and beat Mike Tyson to take all three championships. He held on to it until he ran to Evander Holyfield October 25th of 1990. Holyfield beat him. Ray Mercer jumps into the picture with the WBO title. And so now you have four belts in play. And then you run around and you look at the different championships. And Mike Tyson gets back in the picture, WBC title. But the title was unified before then, and then there was a split. It doesn't say why. I think I remember exactly when, well, not when it split, but I remember who split it. This person actually had the unified division or unified championships. So it was November 13th, 1992, had all three championships, IBF, WBA, and WBC. And decided to take one of the championships and throw it in the trash. So that is a clue. I'm trying to see if anybody's picking up on that clue yet. Come on. You know who did it. You know who did it. 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Saturday Sports Talk on Facebook. Come on, you know it. I want to give you this t-shirt. I want to give it to you. Got about another 2 minutes to give it to you. So what I'll do is I will give you one of our sports facts of the year. I always like to give you historical sports references for the year. Ah, looks like somebody's calling in now. Let's see. 215. Here we go. Good morning again.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Hey, I hated to do this, Troy.
It's all right.
But I'm football, and you can give the t-shirt to somebody. I'm almost sure that it's Mike Tyson.
Nope. It wasn't
not Mike Tyson.
Nope, it wasn't Mike Tyson. Mike kept all the belts. Mike wasn't crazy.
I thought he was the last undisputed heavyweight champion.
Nope. It was after Mike.
Oh. After Mike.
Yeah.
Wow. After Mike?
Yep.
The only one after Mike that could have been was Evander Holyfield.
Nope. He wasn't the last. You ready? I might as well tell you now because I'm getting ready to sign off. The last American unified heavyweight champion, Riddick Big Daddy Bowe, IBF, WBA, WBC.
Bowe.
Yep.
Because he beat Holyfield?
Yep.
Because he beat Riddick Bowe because he beat Holyfield.
That's right.
Okay.
And he took the WBC championship and threw it in the trash. So then you had the separation. So then he just had the IBF and WBA belt, and then Lennox Lewis got the WBC belt.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So we have not had a unified American heavyweight champion in all about 20-plus years?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Exactly. Well, you know, the brother's undefeated, and Joseph in England is undefeated, and they're both heavyweight champions. They're both knocking folks out with a tremendous percentage.
Yes.
I think, yeah, I can't wait to see that fight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the promoters get together along with the networks to see if they can put it together on pay-per-view. You know, yeah. Location-wise, money-wise, all those things, you know, will have to happen. So we'll see
Deontay Wilder. They haven't had a big heavyweight title fight, particularly us, you know, because the Klitschko, Vitaly Klitschko, one of the Klitschko brothers have been dominating the heavyweight division the last 15 years.
Yep.
Until Joseph knocked him out.
Yep.
So that would be very interesting. I'm quite sure they would love this.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be, in fact, heavyweights really still drive it, although big money Mayweather and other middleweights, but it's still the heavyweights that dominate, you know, when they get it together in boxing.
That's
and
right.
It looks like that may happen real soon.
All right, Brother Oshie, thanks for the call.
All right.
Have
a good weekend, man. Thanks, Troy.
All right, take care. And that was Brother Oshie as we get ready to shut down here on SST Saturday Sports Talk. Don't forget, he's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with African Perspectives. Brother Oshie, a proud member here of the Time for an Awakening family. Don't forget, tomorrow as well, you have Revive with POC from 11 to 1. Time for an Awakening, Brother Elliot and Brother Richard at 7 p.m. 4 o'clock today is Dr. William Rogers, Black Reality Think Tank from 4 to 6. Before we go, let me give you this little bit of a historical tidbit. It was November 7th, 1959. Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain play against each other for the first time as the Celtics beat the Philadelphia Warriors 115-106 at Boston Garden. Chamberlain scored 30 points, grabbed 30 rebounds. Russell got 22 points and 35 rebounds. So that was November 7th, 1959. This idea comes to me from my good friend Michael Cord, who does a week in history as well. So what I'll start doing is try to make a more concerted effort to take these sports fact tidbits and put them into the program so you can have fun when you go to the hair salon, barbershop. You won't go to any barbecues now on the East Coast. It's about 25 degrees outside. But, you know, we have holidays coming up, and I'm sure sports will be part of the conversation. Or if you're at work, wherever you may be, you know, people love sports. People love all types of subjects to discuss, whether it's history, politics, sports, food, things of that nature. So that's one of the reasons why I want to give you those tidbits so you can have some fun. So that will just about wrap us up here on SST Time for an Awakening Media. I enjoyed the show today. I want to thank all the listeners, all the callers. And remember, SST Saturday Sports Talk is the most interesting 2 hours of sports news and information.
The mission has been completed.
You don't want to let anything sneak through the cracks. You don't want to forget anything. You don't want to miss anything. You want to be perfect on that day. Because in life, you don't get a lot of chances to be a champion.
No one can do it better.
I have to compliment Troy on the job he did.
One of the best in the business.
The only thing I want people to realize is that when you fight a Philadelphia fighter that has a Philadelphia heart, you cannot break their spirit.
Tell them, Jack.
The business couldn't break my spirit. The ghetto couldn't break my spirit. The penitentiary couldn't break my spirit. That's a man, not an athlete. I'm a man first.